You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends, streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
Woo. NBA, NFL,
it's game time.
March Madness, BCS, it's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Bick, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and three. Under three. With JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and here's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time here on Off Topic Sports. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. We always appreciate that, and we love it when you search us out on your our social media. Y'all got to forgive me today. My allergies are killing me. I can barely see. I can barely talk. I can barely breathe. But here I am on Off Topic Sports at 6 o'clock. I'm going to bring in the crew for y'all. Got my man, Adonis, Donnie Martin. What's going on, Donnie?
What's up? Nothing much. Hanging in there on this Sunday. Over here preparing dinner and talking sports, man.
Absolutely. We got Dr. Reverend Pastor Jared Fite. What's going on, Pastor Fite?
What's going on, Woo? I'm not like Donnie. I ain't cooking anything. I just got off of another service, so I said, let me hop on and see what these so-called sports professionals and experts got to say tonight.
Well, it's a lot going on. Of course, it's got March Madness happening. I still have not seen a game, but West Virginia let me down like I knew they would. You got Deshaun Watson happening. You got the Dak Prescott signing. You got, Deshaun Watson? Yeah, we're going to start there. Deshaun Watson today, because he doing too much. He allegedly doing too much. But, let's start that. And I guess Big Les, JT may get in a little later on. But Big Les, you know, he got to coach him up. So we can see if Big Les can coach him up today, if he going to coach somebody up today. Donnie, I don't know if you got a top 10. I didn't bother to ask you to do one. But
No, I didn't know I was going to have room for one. I would have cooked this up one. I ain't know I was going to have room for today.
That's all right. Yeah, we got a lot going on. We got a lot to talk about. So you might not have time for one. Of course, we got JT's over and under as we bring in my man James, JT Thompson. He's on the line. What's going on, JT?
Yo, what's going on, Woo? Nothing but a sports Sunday on Big Woo Radio, man.
Yep, we got Donnie Pastor Fite on the line. Donnie said he was cooking up some things, which I just got finished cooking up some oxtail. Boy, oh boy. I can't wait to get off the show so I can smash them things. They just got finished. I got me a Ninja Foodie. And normally oxtails might take you 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, maybe a day to cook. I did them things in an hour. And I'm ready. I'm ready, ready, ready. But first. The show today brought to you by... I'm sorry, y'all. But brought to you by Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Come through. Tell everybody, tell them I sent you. Big Woo sent you. And I'll give you some discounts. Shout out to my man... I can't think of nobody today. I'm so sorry, but I can't focus. I just don't have it today. I can't focus, man. I can't see. My eyes can't focus. I got something in my eye, and I think it's a torn retina, torn something, and it makes you feel like you have something in your eye constantly. You just can't. No matter which way you move your eye, you feel like something is in it, and it makes my eye run, and then my allergies start acting up, and my nose running, eyes, I'm leaking from everywhere. Not everywhere, but...
Okay, everywhere.
I'm leaking from everywhere on my face. I'm leaking from everywhere on my face. When you leak from everywhere on the northern, the southern regions, then you got problems if you're leaking down there. it's a problem. But, well, my man, enough said. Shout us out. So, appreciate enough said. Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street. We got everything. We got smoothies. We got coffee. We got cappuccinos. We got lattes. We got, smoothies. We got breakfast sandwich. We got everything. Anyway, Deshaun Watson, a guy who would appear to have everything, seems to want to mess that everything up. So, we don't get... Everybody okay? Sound like somebody fell. Everybody all right?
Yeah, we good.
Okay. Oh, that's Donnie cooking. I forgot. We got Donnie was cooking. He probably dropped the pot or something.
Making that noise, but I am good.
Oh, okay. All right, so Deshaun Watson, a man that has everything, appears to have everything. I mean, he's got multi-million dollars. He's got a multi-million dollar contract. I think that's Pastor right there. That's definitely Pastor.
I was right now.
Okay. Well, that narrow.
All day.
That
would probably be JT. Me. You know what I'm saying? I take credit for that noise.
JT always making things happen in the background. But anyway, Deshaun Watson is in a predicament. I think he's got like 50, 11 girls coming out on him saying that he might be doing a little harassment. He might be part of the Me Too movement right now. Is this going to Deshaun Watson is, you know, a young quarterback and a good young quarterback at that. Will this affect Deshaun Watson and what happens with him in Houston? I don't think anything has happened to this point. I think there's an investigation going on. Don't know all the details, but it's not a good look for you, Deshaun Watson. But Pastor Fight, is this going to affect Deshaun Watson going forward with Houston or any other NFL team?
Yeah, of course. You know, how do you expect anybody to touch you when you got that kind of allegation going on? You know?
No pun intended.
It's going to affect you.
They may not touch him, but he's doing a lot of touching himself, it seemed like.
Amen.
So you think that it's going to affect how much money he get, or maybe even if he goes anywhere? You think Houston will hold on to him, or you think they'll keep him?
Well, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
But I think Houston is the one that actually leaked it out of there. I think the Texans had something to do with this story going out because, you know, they have been wanting to keep him, but he's been wanting to leave. So.
Yeah. I think we know now why he's wanting to get out of Houston. It ain't working out very well with the ladies down there in Houston. Donnie, should this, I'm going to ask you a different way. Should this affect Deshaun Watson primarily in Houston, where they obviously want to keep him, or with another team because he is such a young, steadily quarterback to some.
Man, I'm with Pastor Fight. Houston doing all they can do to keep that man in town. I'm not going to dismiss what the allegations are, because if they are, in fact, all true, and it is over 24 women, or, you know, at least 20 at last count, then you definitely have an issue, young man, and you do need some counseling, and you do need to seek help if, in fact, the allegations against you are true in such large forms.
Yeah.
One person, okay, I see it may have happened, but 20 people, something's wrong with that. But I'm not so sure that in light of the fact that he wants out of town, and being as though the Houston Texans owner is friends with the actual lawyer that's filing the lawsuit, I'm not so sure that there's not some Houston play involved in that, just trying to keep that man in town, being as though he's the man to get out. And not trying to dismiss, as the father of three daughters, I don't want to dismiss any allegations that these young women have, sure. And hopefully they didn't, you know, any suffering that they went through. But two things. One, I feel like Deshaun Watson, a young man of his caliber, is getting handsome, rich. I'm quite sure he can find plenty of women that he wouldn't have to harass in order to get into his bedroom. So I don't see why he would do such a thing. As well as, if you read the specifics of most of the allegations, it sounds nothing worse than what our former president was just grumbling about and all of y'all accepted about 6 months ago. So he grabbed a few pussies and exposed himself, but that's his locker room talk, ain't it? And coming from a football player, I would assume he got the right for locker room talk more than the Trumpster, but that's just my opinion on the situation. As more allegations come out, and more importantly, as we get the facts of said allegations, I may change my opinion. But as of right now, I'm going into this a little cautious.
Right. All right. Yeah, look, a little cautious. Should be a little cautious as we welcome in my man Big Les in the building. What's going on, Big Les?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? I got a little late glimpse of that, but I'm pretty sure y'all talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yep. We're talking about Deshaun Watson and how this should affect him going forward with other teams. Should other teams even, like Pastor Fight said, touch him? Or should the – I mean, it seems like – and there seems to be conspiracy theory between Pastor Fight and Donnie about Houston may have, you know, leaked this information out to make sure nobody else wanted to touch Deshaun Watson. What say you on the situation of well, we'll start with should this affect him going forward against other teams, the teams that he could probably play for? You know, the Women's Rights Organization, they're going to come out the woodwork against him. But as far as Deshaun Watson goes and going to other teams, should it affect him in Houston or with any other team? Big Les.
First of all, it's already affecting him as far as going to other teams, because if you look at what Miami has done as far as the trades that they just made, which they were in line to try to go after Deshaun Watson. You know, they just lined up and basically said, according to where they drafted, they're going to be cool with, you know, with Tua. And so a lot of other teams, the way they have lined up in the draft and the sources that I've heard are kind of like staying away right now.
Right.
And so he's probably going to end up being in Houston. I mean, I just don't see, unless something just change right now. But when you go from one or two to 16, and the last time I heard it was 16, and then they had six that haven't even been brought up yet. It doesn't look good for him. And so I pray that this is not who he is. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably quack, quack.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. JT, I know you got all the information on this situation. How many girls is it that have, you know, come out against him, and are they saying that he violated them in some way, like as a serious rape allegation, or if it's just, you know, him, you know, touching them inappropriately, or him saying inappropriate things? Like with the governor of New York, it was like, you know, have you ever had sex with an older man? You know, and this girl said she was terrified because the single old dude is trying to hit on her. So she thinks she was, you know, anyway, that's a whole different story for a different day. But JT, do you have any hard information or any information that we don't have about the Deshaun Watson allegations?
One thing that I read, last time that I counted, it was like 15. And let me just say, the views expressed by JT are not the exact views of Big Blue Radio and affiliations of Big Blue Radio. Right. These are all my thoughts. The one story that I read was, you know, he was getting ready to get a massage, and when the lady, when he rolled over, he just dropped the towel. He exposed himself.
Okay.
And in that moment, this one lady said, oh, she was horrified. She didn't know what to do. And in my mind, I was just sitting here thinking to myself, my God, that sounds like such a staged up thing. But then how many times have men and women been in that situation where you just decided to expose yourself, and maybe that person wasn't ready for that exposure? I don't know. I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my thing is, I'm an NFL player. You know I'm an NFL player. I didn't tip you well and this, that, and the other. So to me, I can't get past the conspiracy theory because I know this stuff happened long before he said he didn't want to be a Texan. So now all of a sudden we got 15 women, you know what I'm saying, saying that all this stuff didn't happen. Come on, man. I smell it. I smell it a mile away. Conspiracy theory.
The views are expressed, JT's opinions, no, and all that, and I get it. I appreciate you doing that, but I don't think you had to put that disclaimer out there for that. Go ahead, Big.
Hey, Woo. So quickly, also too, because JT just put something on my brain too. If let's say all of us are NFL players or NBA players or whatever, and I come and we just sitting talking one day, and I say, man, Woo. Hey, man, I just got this massage, man. You know, I tipped in everything. And if I'm telling you something went around, like what I'm saying is the people that's being picked to do these massages, they're in the circle. Because you're going to be like, man, I had her too, dog. You know what I'm saying? And if something was crazy going on, everybody in the league would know it. Like, this just ain't somebody new off the street that they're getting.
Right.
These are highly professional people that work with highly professional, that this type of class. Now, I'm not saying I don't care if she, no means no.
Right.
So let's get that cleared up. But a lot, we all know how this circle runs. So I believe it could be a conspiracy as well. But I just wanted to say that, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Them women that usually get picked, man, they're in that, usually in a circle of happy ending. As your boy from the New England Patriots.
They all know about it. They done went and had the same experience. Now I had an experience.
Hey,
go ahead, Pacify.
I was gonna say I just did a quick Google search of the story, and USA Today reported today that there are 16 women that have come out. The allegation that JT is talking about, reading her story, is they say it should be the smoking gun, but for me, it's the most confusing because by her own admission, she is a personal trainer and not a massage therapist. And she told him that I'm not a massage therapist. According to her own admission, she said that. But he reached out and was like, I'm looking for a massage in my lower, you know, upper thigh, lower groin area.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, work that out from some workouts and stuff like that. She says, well, I can help you with purse workout things to do, but I'm not a massage therapist. But he invited her to his home, and she came anyway under the idea that he's inviting her as a massage therapist,
right.
Right. So I'm thinking, why'd you go if you knew that y'all was talking about two totally different things? But right. You went anyway. Hmm. And then at the end of the day, now you're saying, oh, he had a hard on and he ejaculated and she was grossed out about the whole ordeal and she ran home traumatized and told her mama and her girlfriend about it and all this other stuff. Look, I got a daughter myself and you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to discredit the young lady. I just think that what we got to be careful about is in this day and age where, you know, money is, you know, everybody happy off of stimulus checks. If I can jump on this bandwagon and see if I can get a settlement from Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I gave a brother a massage and you didn't run home traumatized either. You just were one of the ones that gave him a massage. Right. And now you like, oh, yeah, I was one of those too. So. Right.
So they all gotta
draw the line
on.
Between sexual right. assault. Right. You know, where do we draw the line at sexual assault?
Hey, Will, this is where the disclaimer come in at. It's the same reason why Kerry Washington went to Mike Tyson's room at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't tell me she didn't know.
Right.
You can't
right.
tell me she didn't know.
Why
I went there. You can't tell me these 15 women ain't in it for something else.
Yeah. JT?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I thought I cut you off. My bad. But yes, Kerry Washington. I've said that the time that it happened and all that good stuff. That was just crazy to me. And then with the massage thing. Okay, he turned around. He turned over. From what I understand, because I haven't had very many massages. Some people get butt naked. Some people leave their drawers on. I think this is understood by all masseuses, or whatever. Masseuse, whatever. But I went to get a massage. Me and my wife went to get a couple's massage. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if you got to take all your clothes off or whatever. But so I left my drawers on because I'm just not a type of person to go anywhere and take all my clothes off and have strange people rubbing on my body. So what I had happened was I laid on the table. The lady pulled my shorts down. She pulled my drawers down, exposing my buttocks. All right. Now, who is the violator? Who is the violatee on this situation? Now, had I turned over, what I had been the violator, even though she pulled my shorts down. So this whole massage and this whole masseuse thing, I don't understand, you know, how this can actually be admitted as, okay, he rolled over and he was hard. Now, if it comes down to he, you know, put her hand on his penis and he ejaculated or whatever, I'm like, why ain't you, as a woman, if anybody is violent, I'm screaming for dear life. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, get off of my junk or give me my hand. Or, you know what I mean? I'm screaming. It's just, where is all that come in? Where did she not explain that she was screaming for somebody to help her? Did she not say she was screaming for, I mean, none of that came into play. And like you, Pastor, I don't want to discredit the young lady. You know, she may have been, to her, it may have been a violation. She just didn't know what to do, didn't know if it was going to matter, or was scared, whatever the case may be. Because, I mean, Deshaun Watson ain't a small guy. You know, he's a pretty large man compared to most women. So I don't understand how she did not. I just don't understand how this whole masseuse part of it is relevant to what's going on. If this is what she's saying that violated her, then she in the wrong business. Apparently, she is not a masseuse. So I guess maybe that's why it scared her that he rolled over and was butt naked. Did she not know he was butt naked when, you know, before he rolled over? I'm pretty sure she did. And if you got to massage somebody, they have to roll over. If you don't hold the towel, then the towel going to fall. She need to hold the towel. She's supposed to, you know, when he rolls over, she hold the towel to where she can't see or whatever. I don't know. But my question to you, fellas, and this is the last thing I'm going to ask about the Deshaun Watson, and we're going to move on to something else, like the March Madness. So, Donnie, number one, have you had a massage? Have you had the experience of a massage? And were you butt naked? Did you wear your underwear? And is it a big deal that, you know, his towel fell off? And should that be added into, I mean, should he be, you know, considered a serial predator, as this one witness said, that he's a serial predator? Should he be labeled a serial predator over a massage accident?
No, and I 100% agree with you on that part. And that's what we have to keep in mind, that everything at the moment is still just allegations. Right. And that's the problem about America. You know, once the allegations come out, you're pretty much guilty whether you get found not guilty or not. People aren't going to forget. Yeah. But
if you're black, allegations, you're guilty.
Oh, yeah.
If you're white, they're allegations. Yeah. Okay, continue.
Yeah, you are correct, 100% correct about that. And so, and with that being said, and to go to the specifics of that, you know, A, did I ever have a massage? Yes, I have. And then, to my knowledge, I've had two. one by a male, which I definitely had my shorts on, and the other one by a female, which I had shorts on. But in both cases, I remember signing a checklist on any part of the body you didn't want them to touch. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. If you didn't want them to do your feet, back, your butt, whatever, you could put that on the list, and they wouldn't go there. So I don't know. I'm assuming she didn't even give that man that list. And then more importantly, in that specific case of the specific lady that massaged him, like you said, one was a towel. I need details. Was the towel an accidental slip? Why didn't you scream? If you didn't scream because you were intimidated, how soon after you left that apartment did you make the initial contact with somebody to say you were violated? Everything has records nowadays. Did you call your mom as soon as you walked out of that man's house, your best friend that you told as soon as you walked out of that house? Did you text anybody? Where were the follow-up text messages corresponded between you and said people who knew that you had been molested? Because I feel like they came, you were one of the people who gave them a massage. Houston, Texas needed some allegations. They heard a couple of stories, started tracking down any and everybody that gave the man a massage before in his life and looked for violations. So I need details on that story, and I just hope if in fact everything is true, everything matches up. But I need more details, because that, to me, that should have never happened.
Yeah, and I don't know if they can actually charge you for something like that. I don't know if that can actually be charged. But anyway, that's what we're talking about with Deshaun Watson. That's enough of Deshaun Watson. 704-489-3316.
Oh, man, I had a good answer for that, man.
Oh, well, go ahead then. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor. I ain't know if y'all want to, you know, go ahead then. Go ahead.
I just have a little different opinion. First of all, I think just by the allegation alone doesn't make you a sexual predator. I don't think it's a criminal case. I think it's more so civil than it is criminal. In civil cases, you know, the burden of proof is a whole lot lower than criminal cases. Yeah. It's like the OJ trial. You know, they found him guilty and he had to pay all that money to the family. Exactly. It's because the burden of proof is so much lower. Mm-hmm. That's why civilly most people attack you, because they know criminally you don't have enough evidence to be able to show. Now, what they're trying to show with the 16 different women is a pattern. Mm-hmm. As long as these 16 women can show a consistency in the pattern, I mean, if he's sliding in DMs of massage therapists and they come back all with the same story, then what becomes an allegation looks to be, you know, behavior that is consistent across the board.
Right.
It's kind of like serial killers. They have their tagline. They do the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
And so what they're saying is that he's consistently reaching out to these women under the idea of getting a massage, but then wants to take the massage to a happy ending. And they're saying that that's inappropriate, right? So I think that that's where they're trying to say he's discussed. Nothing wrong with the massage, but what he wants them to do when they get in the room, that becomes the question. And so I don't know if these 16 women all share the same story. Really, they're only promoting one story out of all of these women. So we will have to see what the other stories say in order to determine if he's really a sexual predator. And like someone already has said, he's a black quarterback. So that's a problem. Ben Roethlisberger with Andrea McNutty back in 2009, he still was playing football.
Now, I mean,
I just want to put my two cents in. Okay. I've been to plenty of massage parlors. I don't wear my underwear. I wear shorts, but I don't want no funny stuff going on to say I said anything.
Right.
And I've never had that issue. But this whole Deshaun Watson is so messed up, man, that even Pepe Le Pew is out of a job, man, because of all these men, Me Too eras, man. So Pepe is out of a job, and if nothing else, Pepe tell us all one thing, and that's to be persistent for the woman that you want, you know, because in the end, he usually came through. So I'm just saying, you know, it's touchy, bro. It's touchy.
Yeah, it's touchy. It is touchy. JT, you want to chime in on that one, the one last one, the one last Deshaun Watson thing?
I think I took it too far with the Kerry Washington, man. So I put myself in timeout.
All right, man. All right, again, 704-489-3316. If you want to talk about Deshaun Watson, you can call us and we talk about it if you want to. But yeah, March Madness is popping off. I don't know what my bracket looked like. I don't I haven't been following. I haven't watched a game yet. I watched some of the NIT by accident. I was somewhere and they had it on. I was watching NIT and volleyball. And let me tell you something about women's volleyball, dog. It's a good sport to watch. So I'm gonna say about that.
Don't do it.
I like women's volleyball. I'm gonna just say that. But the NCAA. Gonzaga, Michigan is playing right now, and I do believe Michigan is beating Florida State 44-36. And my question is, Michigan is a one seed, Gonzaga one seed. Who you with, Donnie? Who you with? Who's winning it all, NCAA championship this year?
Man, I have to say at this point, I'm leaning more towards Gonzaga. Going into the tournament, I just didn't think they were going to be able to complete the undefeated season. But looking at what's left in the field, not that it was anything more special prior to that, but looking at what's left in the field, I just don't see anybody that's going to beat Gonzaga. They're actually a complete team. They play well together as a unit. And even though they got a superstar big man in the middle, anybody on any given night can step up and be their next go-to guy. So Gonzaga's going to be hard to beat by anybody. And I think if I'm not mistaken, they get the winner of this game that we're watching now, if Florida State and Michigan. So, maybe not. I think they might have a winner of the Alabama-UCLA game. But regardless, whoever's in their way next, I feel sorry for them because I got the Zags going all the way.
Yeah, it's almost like finally the Zags, you know, even though it's been a crazy past year and, you know, a year and a half for college basketball, Gonzaga was always that team that, you know, they got a chance, you know, they over the past, 10, 15 years to watch Gonzaga go through these tournaments, To get to, you know, the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16, I believe, and then the Elite Eight and Final Four. And then, you know, will they get it done, though? I mean, it's Gonzaga. I know they look, you know, unbeatable. But Gonzaga has been, you know, the team to beat for, you know, a couple times in the NCAA. And they just seem to always fall short. Big Les, is Gonzaga a team or even a school that is just not going to get it done? They just don't have, you know, it's Gonzaga. It's not North Carolina. It's not, you know, Villanova. It's not Duke. It's not, you know, UCLA. It's not these teams. Michigan. It's not, you know, these prestigious schools. Not prestigious, but I'm just saying big name college basketball powerhouses. I know Gonzaga has come along and has brought that program way up from the bottom to the top, you know, but is Gonzaga just not made for this?
Well, I think one thing you have to look at with Gonzaga, they're in a conference where they don't get beat up. You know, they basically run that conference. They don't go through the grind as the Big Ten or maybe the Pac-12 or those conferences or the ACC. So they're a lot more healthier than most teams going into the tournament. Yeah. And so it's easy to build confidence when you got high-level talent. And the closest thing that's ever come out that conference has been St. Mary's, where they've had a run, but not to the role of Gonzaga. Yeah. And so I think that's one thing to look at. And the decline of the Big Ten with all the powerhouses that they had. But I think one thing about the Big Ten that nobody really paid attention to is that they played the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. So those kids never got the opportunity to be in awe of going to the next venue to say, hey, we're in the tournament. They stayed right there.
Yeah.
So that and atmosphere is definitely important with teams. But I think one thing people don't really look at with Gonzaga, they have a lot of weapons. But I've watched them a couple of times, and, man, they are good defensively. They don't allow a lot of dribble penetration, which is very key. They keep people out the paint. Their help defense is really good. And that's one thing I always look at teams first. is how they move defensively. Do they move as a unit? Are they help side? Are they rotating? You know, how do they defend certain things? And Gonzaga does that very well. And that's one reason even right now that Florida State is having so much problem, because Michigan's defense right now is on point. Like, I'm really impressed. First time I really watched Michigan, their defense is really, today is speaking up. But I think a team that may give them problems is Baylor. I think the Baylor is long, they're athletic, and I think that they when you're long and athletic, it changes passing angles.
Yeah.
So where you had to make that one pass to do something else, now you got longer arms. You have, you know, that's why Jim Boeheim's 2-3 zone is so different, because he recruits long, athletic people. So that basic pass that you was making in practice that you see every day, it looks a little different when you got longer and taller guys out there doing it. So mm-hmm. Baylor could be trouble, man. They could really be trouble.
Gonzaga, would you mention their defense and things? Gonzaga is second in the nation in points per game, 92. And then points allowed, they only allow 68 points per game. And when you're doing that, you know, you beating your opponents by almost 30 points is pretty good. But then you got a different, you know, like you said, Michigan, they play good defense. So that 92 points per game against Michigan may not happen, you know. So we'll see what happens. I really want to see the Gonzaga and Michigan matchup, to be honest with you. But past the fight, do you believe in Gonzaga, the Zags?
Well, first of all, I picked Gonzaga to win it all, so I can't go against my own pick. You know what I'm saying? So, being that I have in every single bracket I've done this year, Gonzaga finishes at top. Okay. I mean, you look at, and I know a lot of people look at the roster to make that determination, but I'm looking at Mark Few. Mark Few, I think the way he has coached his team this year and in previous years is he has this hunger to win this championship. I mean, when you think about his record, yes, you're right. He has ran the WCC, I mean, in tournaments as well as throughout the regular season. You know, Gonzaga has proven themselves the dominant factor in that conference, to the tune that over his 20 year, I think he became the head coach in 1999. So in his, 21, 22 seasons as the head coach, he's amassed an 83% winning percentage. So, you know, he wins 83% of the time. So yes, he has some losses in some division tournaments, and he has some losses in the national tournament. But yeah, at the end of the day, this is, as it's been said, is one of the most complete teams that he has. Yeah. Now, I must admit, in my picks, I underrated this Michigan team because I hadn't had a chance to see them as much. And Juwan Howard, that new head coach, has them playing like they part of the Fab Five. You know what I mean? He got these boys believing that, you know, if they go out here and play decent defense and have fun, they can win some ball games. And they have bought in to Juwan Howard's philosophy, and they've really been playing well. Baylor is another scary team that if they get hot and, you know what I'm saying, if they can get up and down the court, then they can be a little dangerous. I think it's that three-headed monster right there between Baylor, Gonzaga, and Michigan. One of those three are going to win. If I'm a betting man, which I don't bet, but since I filled out the bracket, it's a foregone conclusion, I'm going for Gonzaga.
All right. JT, are you going to make it unanimous and give it to Gonzaga? Or Gonzaga just not that team, man. They ain't got it like that. Or, JT, are you going with UCLA?
Before JT go, he did pick West Virginia in the bracket.
Let's oh, wow. Just...
Oh, wow.
No, he picked Virginia Tech. My bad, Virginia Tech.
Okay. I don't know which worse.
I mean, first of all, I suffer from putting the wrong bracket up against y'all because the bracket that I should have put up against y'all had Michigan win. Mm. But I will say Gonzaga is strong, man. And I feel like they had the talent and the total team in order to get it done. They just got to get over the hump of winning the big one. So my thing is, with everything rolling the way they're rolling,
a team has got to play lights out in order to beat them on defense and limit them scoring-wise and get them in foul trouble. Those three things happen in a game against them, they get a victory. The one thing that's going to play in their favor, in my opinion, is they ain't got to travel nowhere. Everywhere they're playing at, they're playing basically in the same facilities.
Yeah,
I think that's going to play to their favor. And if there's no other year for them to get it done, this is the year for them to do it, my opinion.
Hmm. Well, they just might do that, man. They just might do that. All right, so we're going to come back. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Ooh.
I just got a question before you go to break.
Okay.
If Gonzaga wins the national championship, or any team this year wins the national championship, do you put an asterisk? If we ask this question in the NBA, do you put an asterisk because it's a COVID year?
I think not. Yeah, I don't think so. With the college, I don't think you can do that. But if Gonzaga was to win, no, I ain't no, whoever wins. Everybody goes through the same thing. I learned it from Donnie. Everybody goes through the same thing, right, Donnie?
Yep, facts. And not to mention,
there were some teams, though,
to get into the tournament. And the only couple of teams that didn't get in due to COVID, Duke and all, a couple of them, they weren't going to win anything anyway. So, you got the best of what's available in college basketball playing right now. So whoever wins this deserves it. And I'm not asterisk enough.
I think like Donnie said or said earlier, they're all on an equal playing field. Regardless, if they all had to play under blue lights for the whole year, and that's how it goes, and we play under the blue light, and if we win, then you deserve it because those are the rules that was applied that year.
Yeah.
So I don't think there should be any. But I mean, just think like right now, Michigan's playing. I mean, like VCU, they got put out because of a COVID, but that was the rules. And you knew that going in. It wasn't like all of a sudden, you can't play because you got COVID. And you never told us that, you know. So it's sad, and we're not used to that type of activity happening, but it's almost like the normal is almost unnormal now. So it's just a change in life. So let's hope things get better and we can go back to what it used to be. But I miss the crowds, man. I really miss the crowds and the whole bonanza of March Madness.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite have the same flavor.
It just doesn't, man. It just really doesn't. Big Les, you got to coach him up for us? I ain't asked you earlier, but you coaching him up today?
Yeah, man. I got a little something, man. A little incident that happened to me yesterday, man. And I could put it to light, man. I can bring it to light.
All right, bring it to light before we go to the break, and then we got the over and under on the other side of the break. That's cool?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm going to coach him up today, man. I want to – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, go ahead, coach him up. Coach him up, big ass.
Okay. All right. My coach him up real quick, man. Yesterday I had an incident. I'm still coaching college basketball, and we had a young man on our team who he got dunked on yesterday. But he had a whole lot of other attitudes going on. And so he let that one moment, along with other moments, get him kicked off the team because he was very disrespectful. And so all you athletes out there, what I really want to say to you, man, your character is always being observed and always being watched. Mm-hmm. The things you say, the words you say, a coach could be sitting in the stands and you could say one word that makes that coach not even recruit you or want you. You can do one thing, and the same thing can happen. You know, you guys a lot of times think that coaches are against you, but why would a coach be against you if he needs you or you think he needs you to win basketball games? If you do the right thing, it's been players that I don't like as a person, but if they do what I ask them to do under the rules, then they're going to play for me. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to change their personality to be a better citizen and a better human being. Because that's my job as a coach if they're in my care. So what I'm saying basically, like, you athletes out here, man, you always got to work on your attitude because you don't know who's watching you. And one wrong decision, one breakout could keep you from playing basketball or something you love for the rest of your life, and you'll become a recreational player and not a collegiate player.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things I just wanted to throw out today. A lot more to the story as of yesterday, but that's what I wanted to bring to light today.
Word up. Coach Mub, big laugh. Coach Mub. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got the over and under with JT on the other side. Don't y'all go nowhere. Big Woo Radio.
You're listening
sports.
To Big Woo Radio. Radio. Big Woo Radio. Radio. Radio.
From olive colored skin to chocolate brown, lipsticks and lip gloss should be color rich, long lasting, bold and luscious. Bold and Luscious Cosmetics. Find them at BALcosmetics.com. Complete with vitamin E, lanolin, and antioxidants, Bold and Luscious gives you soft, moisturized lips all day. Reds, nudes, pinks, darks, bright. BALcosmetics.com. BALcosmetics.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Diana, here I come, baby.
Mm-mm, not good. Oh, hey, y'all. Did you know the Brulianna Show is on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Go to BigWooRadio.com to listen live and check out the replay where you listen to podcasts and, oh, parental discretion is strongly advised. There's a whole lot of bad language and sex talk. Just how I like it. I'm just saying. We got sexy thoughts with me, Nyana Renee, and the 299 shot online by JB Mr. 299. So again, to join in on the fun, go to BigWooRadio.com to listen live. I can't wait till you come.
Here I come, baby.
What up, people? This is Mr. Dark House, CEO and manager at New Soul Music Record Label, with a special public service announcement for all up-and-coming artists in the Rock Hill, Charlotte area and around the world. New Soul Music now offers artist management, production, marketing, and promotion for all up-and-coming artists. If you are in need of a management team, look no further than New Soul Music Record Label to help position you for success in your music careers. You can hit us up today for your free consultation at 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Once again, that number is 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Let's build your future in music.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I'm the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio. Radio.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. We appreciate that. Continue to search us out on your podcast app on your iPhone, Big Woo Radio. Also, at Big Woo Radio on everything. We love it when you follow us on all of our social media. If you just listen to the show, if you're just tuning in, you missed the beginning of the show, well, you can always go back and listen to the show in its entirety on all places that you listen to podcasts, all outlets that you listen to podcasts. So go and listen to the beginning of the show and all of our other podcasts whether it's Bruliana Show, Florida Poetry Show, and this show, Florida Off Topic Sports. All right, so we talked about Deshaun Watson. We talked about March Madness. Now we're about to go over and under with my man James JT Thompson in just a second. Just give me a minute, and I'll have you ready, JT. And just here we go. JT, you ready for the over and under?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this, man.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over Under.
All right, bro, whenever you're ready.
All right, man, I'm finna make over and under history today.
Uh-oh.
Mark this day down and mark this time down.
Uh-oh.
It's simple. NBA final. If it is the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets, I'm predicting right here and now that the Lakers will whoop Brooklyn 4-0, sweep, no matter where they're playing in the United States. I said it, I'm going over.
Oh, wow. 4-0 sweep the Lakers. That's considering if everybody's healthy, right?
Everybody healthy. If everybody healthy, Lakers over the Nets.
Wow, but a four-game sweep? Donnie, what are you thinking? I mean, you're our NBA guy.
Nah, I think Brooklyn got too much talent to not win a game. I would love to see that NBA final with both of those teams at full throttle. You know, Marc Gasol, Anthony Davis, LeBron, all of them healthy. Same way, you know, get James Harden, Kyrie, Durant, Blake, and whoever. I forgot who they picked up today, the big man. Who was it?
Aldridge.
Oh, yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge. Yeah, so I would love to see all of those guys go at it healthy, because from a talent standpoint, that would probably be one of the most talented NBA finals we've ever had, whereas both teams just have, you know, good talent in all positions all the way around, at least throughout the starting five.
Yeah.
So I really look forward to seeing that. I would go along the lines of a 6-7 game series, and I feel like that one could go either way. I, of course, would be rooting for LeBron and company, because nobody ever gives Kevin Durant the flack that they give LeBron, even though he constantly joins super teams now, it seems, or creates one. But you definitely don't hear that. But and that's a pretty good team that he already had. You know, you should have just got the boys over the hump, but you don't ever get the flack that LBJ gets. And so, and I'm not a fan of anybody on that team. You know, I'm not a Harden fan. I'm not a Kyrie fan. I'm not a Durant fan. I think all three of those guys are extremely talented, but I just never liked any of their games in particular. I thought they were all overrated, so to speak. I thought they're very good, but not legendary, all-time great. And they are stat-wise, but no, like Kevin Durant's not better than Dominic Wilkins, in my opinion. That's just me.
Mm.
But anyway. I'm going to go over, way over. I don't, no matter who wins, it is going to be more than a 4-game series.
Pass the fight.
Hey, but let me sneak in. Let me sneak in right quick. Donnie, I'm going to go one step further than what you went. And yeah, I'm stepping out here on a limb. The Brooklyn Nets are no more talented than the Allen Iverson-led Philadelphia 76ers that went up against the Lakers.
You disrespecting right there. What you're doing is disrespecting Allen Iverson inadvertently, because I saw that man drag the biggest bunch of scrubs I've ever seen in NBA history to the finals. Kevin Durant ain't doing that. So, nah. Just for protecting my boy AI's legacy, I'm going to give Brooklyn a whole lot more credit than that. KD ain't,
I ain't got no confidence in James Harden. He chokes in playoffs, period. Yeah. And why you bring Aldridge in like he's the next Shaq? I'm sorry, I don't have no confidence in your big man neither. Kevin Durant is the only proven scorer on that team.
Yeah.
And I said it, look, they ain't got nothing else. Not when it comes to winning meaningful games and winning championships. It's they don't have it.
Ain't none of them won something without somebody. You know what I mean? I mean,
and I'm worried about chemistry too on that team. It's easy to just slap a whole bunch of talented guys together, but if they ain't played together, no real practice time, and you picking them up mid-season, good luck getting that to work.
Yeah. Pastor Fight, what's your thoughts on what JT said about the Lakers and the Knicks?
I'm going way over. Now, let me not say way over. I'm not saying a sweep, but this is what I am saying. I'm predicting that even if they do make it to that far, both Brooklyn and both Los Angeles, even if they make it that far and everybody's healthy, after game one, I'm saying out of the starters, out of 10 starters, with everybody healthy, I'm saying four are going to be hurt after game one. Because it don't seem like none of these players can finish a series from both teams. So I'm saying just going to go 6 or 7 because by the time we get to game three, we're going to see two totally different starting units. Because Kyrie ankles ain't going to make it. Durant, he going to probably shoot his elbow or something. And LeBron knees going to need more ice. I mean, he's some old cat.
Anthony Davis back.
I'm saying, look, they are past. They are young guys by age, but they are past the age of continuing to play basketball at its highest level of capacity. They are still good. No, I'm not taking nothing away from Bron. He's still hands down best player in the game right now. He hands down has still earns the right to the throne. I ain't taking that from him. Mm-hmm. But all of these players we talking about, let's see, Magic, Bird, Mike, all were considering retiring at their ages right now. Okay, right. So.
Yeah. I you might not be too far off on that one, Pastor. If I was a betting man, I'd bet money on that. Big Les, what you think? Lakers in four in the championship against the Nets.
Well, starting off, let me jump on Pastor Fife's ideology when he was talking about, you know, they gonna get hurt. They get hurt and they take games off during the season. Think about that. Yes, these dudes get hurt and they take days off when Dr. J and Magic and all them cats never took days off. Bird laid on his back when his back was hurt, on his stomach, when his back was hurt and still got up and gave you 20. Now I move forward. I had to get that off my chest. I'm going over.
Mike played with the flu, by the way.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm going over, and this is the part of the NBA I don't like. How all these guys all of a sudden are just going to New Jersey, and then once again, like Donnie said, no one's giving none of those guys any flack about it. I think sometimes you can have too much talent, and sometimes too much talent, you can't win because you got to have some people that's willing to do the dirty work. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we seem to forget that Steve Nash is a first-year coach. So how is he going to deal with all these personalities being a first-year coach? And I'm not saying he can't coach. No. Yes, he has NBA experience. But experience and then coaching Magic, as great as he was, he knew he wasn't a coach.
Yeah.
And you would think Magic would be a perfect coach because the way he ran the Showtime. He was a coach on the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he knew coaching wasn't his thing. So it's going to be interesting, to be honest with you. I don't want New Jersey to win another basketball game because this right here is what ruined them. this right here, to me, is why I can't watch NBA. I hate it. They don't play no defense. I'd rather see, and maybe I'm just old school. Yes, they shoot threes all the time. They'll come down on a 3-on-1 break and shoot a three. That drives me nuts. And so they don't close out. They don't box out. No, if you ever watch, you got five guys on the perimeter. They shoot a three. Nobody goes in and gets the rebound. So I'd rather see the 89-90 games of the Knicks and Pistons and Pacers. And that was grind them out basketball. You know, I just they play defense. Like, I don't know. I'm just a defensive dude. Like, I love seeing teams grind it out on that defensive end.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I don't want New Jersey to win another game. New Jersey. I don't want Brooklyn to win another game.
Yeah.
I don't want them. I don't even want them to be able to take the ball out of bounds. Let them get 5 second violations every time they got to take the ball out.
That goes into what I was saying earlier, though, about, like, I'm not taking away from nothing from these guys from their numbers, because numbers-wise, James Harden can compete with any of the all-time greats.
Sure.
But Mike's 30 is a whole lot different than James Harden's 30. That was a hard-earned 30. They wasn't giving you 30 back in the day.
No, they're not giving you 30.
Say, oh, yeah, so it's Mike. We just going to let him get 30. No, Mike had to earn every single bucket. I'm not saying he never had an easy shot in his life. But what I am saying is that 30 that y'all dropping is y'all wasn't getting that back in the 80s and the 90s in the NBA. Yeah. Y'all wasn't doing it that way.
No. Ask the Pistons if that was an easy 30 that Mike would get.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing going to be easy. All right, fellas, any shout-outs? Big Les, we'll start with you. What you got some shout-outs, man? What's going on with you?
Man, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to myself because last week was my birthday. We didn't have a show, so I want to give a shout-out to myself. So happy birthday, Big Les.
Happy
man,
birthday
I love you, man.
You.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, man. I love you. Appreciate it. I love you. I think you're a good guy, man. You try to strive to do better. And if you can't do better, man, you'll go to others to try to be better, man. Get their advice. And try. So shout out to Big Les. I want to also shout out, no special shout out today, but I want to give a shout out to all the beautiful women that are listening today. I know very rarely do we ever give the women their due love, but, you know, without y'all, there would not be us. And so we got to respect y'all, man. We got to honor y'all because we can't change as a people if we don't motivate our woman to change to be a better person, because she is the raiser of our children. And so she has to be worth value to teach value into our children to be better. So shout out to all the women, man. Love y'all, man. Big Woo Radio.
Hey, yeah, well said, Big Les. Pastor Fight, any shout outs?
Man, I want to invite everybody to the L and Company No Nonsense Radio Show on tomorrow. We got an awesome packed show. I got some single brothers that has volunteered to put themselves on the firing squad of these women on the show. And so it's going to broadcast on Facebook at L's channel, and you can listen live on AO Radio Shot. .com. That's CHI for Shy for Chicago. So join us, man. We're gonna have a good time.
Cool. Donnie, any shout outs, bro?
Man, you know me. Normally I ain't got no shout outs except to y'all, but today I've got one. Shout out to Big Les and his birthday. Happy birthday, brother. Hope you enjoyed last weekend.
Man, thank you, Donnie, man. Hey, you Jets fans are okay with me. Y'all don't win many games, but you always y'all always give love to people, man. I appreciate
Jets fans
you, man.
Ain't got no other choice but to be cool. We can't go around cocky.
JT, you got any shout-outs? What you got going on, man?
Yeah, man, and shout-out to Big Les' birthday last week. I just want to say Kyrie will not be out hurt because of anything physical. It will be because he believes the earth is still flat. And he got to the end of it. That definitely would be what it is.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you guys, man. I'm going to shout out to everybody, too. All the people that's listening, everybody that follow us, we appreciate you so much, man. So check us out next week. Same time, same place. Same bat time, same bat channel. So on behalf of my man, James J.T. Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, Big Les, Pastor Fight, happy birthday, Big Les. I'm Big Woo. This is Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Hey.
Listening to Big Woo Radio.